Yes, another sunny day in store. I'm Keith Seinfeld, and with me is Cliff Mass, our celebrated professor of weather at the UW. And Cliff, I keep pinching myself to make sure this is real. It's been so perfect.
Well, it's real, and we probably have at least another week of it. In fact, if you go from mid-July, end of July to now, this has probably been the driest end of summer, early fall in the history of Seattle, or at least going back 65 years. It's an extraordinary period, and we're breaking one record after the other.
And so today, more of that, I guess.
Today it's going to be sunny. Temperatures are going to get into the upper 60s, maybe low 70s in a few favored locations. The only negative is that it'll be a little windy. The northerly winds will pick up, and it'll probably get to, you know, maybe 15 miles per hour. If you're near the water, you may see a few white caps even. The other slight negative is that we have easterly flow aloft, and some of the smoke from the fires in eastern Washington is blowing over the Cascades. If you look carefully, the mountains are a little bit hazy, and on high-resolution satellite pictures, you can actually see the smoke blowing over western Washington and going out over the ocean. So that's the only negative. But other than that, it should be sunny, clear, almost perfect.
And another gorgeous evening. We've been having these pink sunsets.
Well, we have two things. So we have a little bit of cloudiness, and that helps sunsets. But we've also having that smoke, and the smoke tends to give this reddish color to the sun, which then gets on the clouds and into the sky around it. So, you know, the smoke actually makes the sunsets a little bit nicer.
Saturday, same thing, just ditto.
Right. I mean, I can go on vacation really at this point. It's going to be really nice over the weekend. In fact, it's going to probably warm up a bit. So we're going to be upper 60s, you know, lower 70s in the lowlands. And this is going to continue at least through next Thursday. I mean, all the computer models are on board that we have at least into the middle of next week. Now, then they get some uncertainty. Some of them suggest that the jet stream then is going to slide a little bit south. The ridge over us is going to move inland a bit. So we could get some clouds and maybe even some light precipitation on Friday and Saturday of next week. But that's uncertain at this point. The models disagree. And then a number of the models have the ridge building up again. So at this point, all we know is it's going to be good at least through Thursday.
Okay, more perfection. But it's getting colder at night and certainly quite chilly early in the morning, I've noticed. So when do we expect, like, frost?
Well, some places have already gotten frost. In fact, there was frost yesterday. A number of locations had their first frost of the season. Now, you know, what happened was we had a cold front, you know, a dry one that passed through 2 days ago. And that brought colder air aloft. And so we have colder air, and then these clear skies allow the Earth to radiate heat to space, and the nights are getting pretty long now. And so there's a lot of time for the surface to cool down. So a number of locations have gotten down below freezing. So there's been frost, especially on the east side. So you're getting close to the Cascades, wind's a little bit deader there at low levels, and that's allowed frost. If you're here in Seattle or you're close to the water, the temperatures are dropping down into the lower 40s, maybe a few spotty 30s. But you know, in generally, the coldest temperatures are in the eastern side of the metropolitan area.
I was checking on the weather in California, where a few of my friends live, and they're basically having the same temperatures we are, and they may even be having some rain. So are we getting California weather, basically?
Well, the irony of all this is that early mid-next week, while we're perfectly sunny, it could very well be raining in California. Now, we have this really strange weather pattern. We call this our Rex block, after Mr. Rex, not a king. And this pattern, which has developed and it's going to intensify, has a ridge over us, but a trough, the area of lower pressure, underneath it. And so that trough is going to go into California. So I think on probably, you know, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, they'll have rain in Southern California. Some places heavy rain while we're perfectly sunny and warm. So that's a great irony, but we'll enjoy it.
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of karma going on here.
That's right. And I have had a lot of people ask me, is this a sign of global warming? And the answer is there's no reason to expect it. The atmosphere has a lot of variability built into the system. It's what we call a chaotic system. And sometimes it locks into these kind of strange, unusual patterns for a while. And you don't need a reason for it. It just does it.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure. Enjoy the weekend.
Cliff Mass is an atmospheric scientist at the University of Washington. He joins us every Friday. You can subscribe to our interviews at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.